Namaha Namaste. So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Last week we spoke about intuition and how important intuition will be, especially in 2024. Today is the solstice, the winter solstice, and the energies are quite intense. If you feel tired, rest. If you feel like you need to ground, go into nature. Today I like to speak to you about being a highly sensitive empath and a little bit an underdog. As a highly sensitive empath, we have great gifts, meaning we can tap into other people's emotions. We can understand how their energy is in a room, in a meeting. And we can also understand whether we can distinguish, when trained really well, whether the emotions are from someone else or our own emotions. And there are more and more of the highly sensitive empaths coming out of the woodwork, which is great. Because how many times have you maybe heard when you were younger or even now, don't be too emotional. You're too empathetic. It does not exist. Exactly this does not exist. But what is important is how you manage it and how you're able to protect yourself. Intuition and empathy, they go hand in hand together. They're great gifts to have. And unfortunately, humanity has not nurtured these gifts that much because they're serious powers. To understand exactly where a meeting has gone wrong, where the twinges, the little tiny delicacies of how to communicate have not gone well, how a person has actually listened or not listened. And this is something that is so important, especially in your private and your professional life, and we underestimate the importance of it. I'll give you an example. I've been all my life an underdog, and by my age now, I have accepted it. But when I was younger, I tried to confirm. I tried to be part of a group. If this was in the ballet academy, if this was snowboarding, surfing, if this was working in oil and gas, in private aviation, yachting, or if this was working in corporate. And it is okay to be different than others. And it is okay to step into your own authenticity and to accept yourself to be you. Why is this okay? Because this is your superpower. This is your gift. And it is so important to embrace that and to be okay with it. May I say something? Who is the other person to judge? Yeah, and I'm using the word judge. There are other people always having an opinion about what you should have done better, what you should have said, how you should have not been, or how you should have been. And let us just step back and let go of exactly these judgments and these opinions. Because taking everything with a pinch of salt, knowing who is the person who's standing in front of you and saying exactly these judgments or having these opinions, this is very important to understand how they are themselves. How do they lead their own lives? From which space and time and situation do they come from? Then you will understand that what criticism you want to take on board and what criticism you don't want to take on board. What is important to further discuss and what is important to just let go. And letting go is the key. Letting go of control. Letting go on a daily basis of things that are not of importance for your own well-being, mentally, emotionally, and physically. This is very important because we can always choose as highly sensitive empaths to protect ourselves, to practice self-care that we exactly know if an emotion is our own or someone else's emotion. If the judgment lies within ourselves and is reflected upon a person who has judged us. Because if there are remnants within yourself of insecurity, It is not the other person who is judging you. It is actually the person within. And in science, we call them mirror neurons. We call them the fact that what we, how we are and our vibration is. If we are in insecurity, we have maybe the tendency to overgive, to overplease, and wanting so much other people to like us. But if you are confident and you are within yourself, secure, you don't need that anymore. Because you accept yourself the way how you are. And you even embrace your superpowers of being able to be empathetic, to tap in other people's energies, to read between the lines, to listen between the lines, to understand exactly what is going on. I have just finished an NLP Master Coach certificate, which exactly actually points out these things. And it's really funny because naturally I already had it. I did not need actually to go through the certification process to tap into these gifts. But some of us need these extra tools to waken up this superpower. So if you are a highly sensitive empath, please let go of overgiving and overpleasing. Start protecting yourself and take care of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. Embrace that part of you and accept it and use it as a superpower. We are great in understanding communication. We are great to understand what's going wrong in the meeting or what goes well. But we are also aware when we shoot ourselves in our own foot. And I can tell you many times where I'm like, geez, Geraldine, you shouldn't have said that. That did go totally wrong. But then it's too late. And these are also the errors we make ourselves to learn out of these mistakes. And it is okay. Everything in life will come the way how it should. If you know yourself at that time and space where you are at is the perfect moment. It is as perfect as it can be for this time and space. When you accept and when you have trust in divine source, spirits, universe, life, whatever you want to call it, and you are able to accept, then you're able to let go and go with the flow. Sometimes you have the tendency to believe something bad happens, but when we then look closer, it was not something bad happening to us. It was something happening for us to open up a new door. And manifestation in life sometimes takes away a journey that we would have never imagined. And it can cause some disruption. And it can be a roller coaster. But it's not about us to control how manifestation takes place. But it is on us to listen to the little signs and the synchronicities and to be so highly sensitive that we know when to act and not. So if you're an underdog, give yourself a nice big hug and accept it. It's okay. You will find your tribe. You will find your crowd. And let go of overgiving, trying to please people left, right, and center to be accepted. Acceptance takes place within ourselves first. So aligning within. This week, I'd like you to figure out how you can let go of a little bit of more of control and ask yourself if exactly what is happening for a reason and if it does require for you to act or not to act. And if you can let go of control to try to control the outcome of it within the philosophy of yoga, we call this tapas. No, it's not the Spanish food. And I don't know how many times I actually have to repeat this. Tapas is self-discipline, showing up for yourself every single day, no matter what, without trying to anticipate, and be fearful of the outcome. Namaha, namaste.